Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on. Talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important.
Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, the global community. It's time to talk about it, to speak up, to share, to grow, to transform. Even if you're tripping, worrying, doubting, fearing, whatever it is you're doing, you just think, I don't know how this is going to happen. Guess what? It's time to go back to the beginning, to go back to that place where God resides. It's time to just be still and stop tripping and stop trusting. Ricky Byers Beckwith is going to remind us, where's the beginning again? I'm so confused. I'm so worrying. I'm so fearful. I just don't even know the beginning from the end, from the middle. Stop tripping and start trusting. Ricky Byers Beckwith, Genesis. And she's taking us back to the beginning where all of God is.
Thank you.
In the beginning. What did you say, Ricky? In the beginning, what is it?
In the beginning, God.
I got it now. In the beginning, God. So when I'm tripping and I'm worried and panicking and being fearful, and not sure what to do, I just got to remember to go back to the beginning and say, what's the beginning? The beginning is God. Okay. But right now, in this moment, I'm afraid, I'm looking what's staring me in the face. Ricky said, in the beginning, God, go back to God. Go back to the truth of who you are. What is God? God is the Word. You know, God is the Word where you get to create, where you get to speaking to existence in this very moment. Let there be light. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, Word. In the beginning, the power to speak life into existence. So when I am tripping of what's going on, when I am tripping about Mercury retrograde, when I'm tripping about can't find my keys, or my car is not working, or I don't know why. It was working yesterday, but why isn't it working today? Go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. I want a relationship. I feel so lonely. Go back to the beginning. Reverend Carmen told us yes. Reverend Carmen? I guess she's a reverend. Dr. Carmen Harris told us, reminded us yesterday, predict your life. Speak it into existence and believe it. In spite, regardless of thoughts that you might have or what society is telling you, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was God. And that is true right now. Life is good. It's getting better. It's getting so much better. The best is yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet. God is like, oh, please. I got some creative juice bubbling up inside of me. All I need are people who are available, who would let me express myself as I am. Are you ready? Brace yourself. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be. At this very moment in time, thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Here's a thought. You make a difference. Did you know that? In the song we just heard, titled Genesis, did you love it? Ricky and Reverend Michael, they came up with a line that says, I am here for my God to reveal what was said in the beginning. So if you doubt that you make a difference, snap out of it. You are here for your God to reveal what was said in the beginning. What was said in the beginning? When God as Word, Word as God created itself, expressed itself, it said everything that I created is good. No. Not just good, it is very good. So you are here for your God to reveal what was said in the beginning. You make a difference. You are good and very good, regardless of what's going on in your life. And even if you don't feel that goodness, that godness, that goddessness within you, convince yourself, trick your mind, because thoughts are just thoughts. Thoughts only mean what you make it mean. Your mind is always thinking. As you listen, there's so much going on, but you are in control. You are here for God to reveal itself as you. Whew, can you feel it? I am so excited. I am so grateful. When we live the truth that we know, when the truth that we know intellectually becomes a way of life, or when it's been demonstrated through and as us, we will feel and get a different perspective. We will experience ourselves differently, because we will know that what we know intellectually, it's really true. And when you embody, when you become one, when your life ooze what you is oozing what you know, there's no need to debate. You may have moments where you're triggered, but your truth kicks in like, oh well, but you know, something great is happening. Something wonderful is wanting to be birthed. Not even wanting, it's coming out, it's emerging, it's showing up. Oh, I see. I trust the process. I stop tripping and I start trusting. Because right now I don't see the bigger picture. But just because I don't see the bigger picture doesn't mean the truth is not true. Ooh, yes, indeed. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. there's a sort of joke there, but it's an in-house joke. Welcome, welcome. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for being in the chat room. Thank you for listening on the phone line, wherever you are in the world. I truly, 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 I want to sing a song. Let's see. Stop it. Don't even try it. Anyway, so yes, I truly appreciate you. It's nice to be around this fireplace, this fire that we're talking about as the passion that we all we're sitting around it together. Wherever you are in the world, the healing spot. You're now a healing center wherever you're listening to the show. And together we're sitting down and we're allowing God to reveal itself, to reveal what was said in the beginning. Because there was a time when we were walking asleep, dreaming we were awake. I love that. I just love Ricky and Reverend Michael. They download truth. Anyway, to find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, he just got me bubbling. I'm just bubbling over because I've been bubbling before the show started. You can go to weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Ricky Byers Beckwith, that's where you find out more about her. That song we played, the title is Genesis, the beginning. Today's topic, stop tripping and start trusting. You just don't even know how much that showed up in my life today. And it actually kept me grounded. You know, so when the residue or the reflection of Mercury being in retrograde shows up in my life, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's reminding me to slow down. So I don't have to trip. I can trust. And everything just kind of works out. Even the title, the topic for the show came out of, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know the theme for tomorrow's show. I looked around and lo and behold, I got my title just by looking at my computer. I looked at the start button and I heard stop tripping and start trusting. Like, yeah. So here's what we do. I got that. And it felt good. But I said, well, I'm going to think about it, see if that's going to be the topic for the show. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, hello? Of course it is. First, I was tripping about what's the theme going to be. Then it was given to me through my computer because I connected to the wireless consciousness of God and downloaded the truth. And it came in the form of the word start. Ah, yes, yes, yes. I was tripping. And the universe says, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop tripping. You're already ready. Just allow it. So here we are. And I trust that my experience becomes a catalyst for you to embrace the truth of who you are, to express more of who you are, to allow more of God to be revealed. Announcements? Yeah, I think we can do that. If we can slow down a little bit. Woo-wee! Yes, indeed. We're taking your questions, your comments. 347-426-3346. And, yeah, make sure you press one on your keypad. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. You can post your questions on there, and I'll get to it. I will get to it, or Casper will get to it, or someone or something will get to it. Or if we don't get to it, the question will be answered just because you asked. What are you dealing with? What are you struggling with? Well, go into that. So 347-426. Maybe you have a testimony. Maybe you have a breakthrough. Maybe it's something that you didn't see before, now you see it. Maybe you had a demonstration, a miracle. 347-426-3346. If you don't do Facebook, if you can't get on Facebook, or maybe your supervisor standing behind you, go to Life Conversations Media. But make sure you do it. Still try and do it discreetly now, because the mind is programmed to recognize Facebook, so it might take a few seconds for them to figure out, well, what's that website? There's a tab on there. Welcome to my mind. There's a tab on there called Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Ade. Click there and you can send your questions. Oh, God help me. No, as a matter of fact, God help you listeners, because I'm ready for this conversation. Are you ready? Well, you're here. Don't run away. You signed up for this. We're talking about a soul transformation, how you take what you're challenged with, how you deal with personalities, how you deal with the external circumstances, and be able to see the face of God and be able to experience God in all that you're going through and growing through, whatever it looks like. You have a choice. You have the power. You can do it. You just got to remind yourself that you are here for God to reveal what was said in the beginning. Let's give you some, tell you a little bit more, just a tad bit. Let's see, what else is coming on this radio network? Well, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. But we have great teachers, speakers, healers coming up, Gurutej Kaur, Kundalini Yoga Master, author and artist. She's going to be joining us next week. We have John Holland, the internationally renowned psychic medium, spiritual teacher and author. He's going to be here next week. We have Ansaba Gava joining us, talking about children and how we have to honor and honor their uniqueness. What's that title again? Because thank God for Mercury. Mercury gave me a wonderful gift to not trip and trust, because this information was supposed to be on here, but I looked this morning and it wasn't there. And I'm like, what happened? And I heard, don't trip, trust. So if you go to that site, there's a picture of Ansaba there, but there's no description, but it's coming after the show. I was trying to do it during the show, but that's just ridiculous. that's just stupid. Yes, I said it. Like, why are you trying to multitask? Well, no. Why are you trying to do more than you should be doing? Yeah, that's the real thing. And, her conversation is, what we're going to talk about, children are like cupcakes. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And they are yummy. They're quite yummy. But anyway, there's so much more on lifeconversationsmedia.com. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Brace yourself. Put your seatbelt on. Because from this point on, it's just going to let it rip. So, what are we talking about? Stop tripping. Start trusting. What are you challenged with? What's going on? What are you seeing that's happening? Now, there's some of us that are challenged. There's some of us that are not. There's some of us that are seeking to be more than we used to be. We're doing our spiritual practice. We're seeing things come up. Sometimes we're triggered. Sometimes we're angry. And we don't know why. And we're working with it, dealing with it, struggling with it, getting behind it, trying to fix it, trying to improve it. The theme, stop tripping and start trusting, is really about letting go. It's about surrender. It is about saying yes to what is happening. You know, there's this thing about us that it's almost like, I have a right for everything in my life to work out the way I want it to work out. Well, you have a right, but you don't have to be crazy about it. Now, how you define working out is based on your consciousness. Your consciousness, your awareness. So if you're working with something, through something right now, through a relationship, looking for work or don't have work or just whatever it is you're dealing with, trying to write something, writer's block, or you're nowhere near writer's block. You know there's a book inside of you, but you don't even know where to start. Well, maybe that would be considered considered writer's block as well. But maybe you're trying to find your purpose. Maybe just something happened. Maybe you've been experiencing life and everything's just been flowing and you've been grateful and just sharing just your goodness with everybody, like how grateful you are. But somehow in the last few days, you don't know what's going on. You say, well, I shouldn't really be feeling like this. Why am I feeling like this? You beat yourself down instead of lifting yourself up. And there's this mental activity going on, and you're trying to figure it out, trying to fix it, trying to affirm, trying to meditate, picking up a book. You open a page, and the first line may trigger you something that says, ah, this ain't it. You pick up another book, or you read, you listen to a show, you listen to an MP3 file, or what. But somehow, you still can't feel or find that sense of centeredness. The thing, the essence, that godness, the presence of God that you've always known. Well, the first part of today's topic, titled Stop Tripping, that's a slang, but it's so much more than that. Because when you go on a trip, you're moving from one point to another. And sometimes we're running around trying to find a solution to something that's going on within us. We run around outside of us, and we still can't find it. And God says, just whispers, stop tripping. Stop running around, going to this person, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your best friend, your homie, your ace, whatever you call them. That's my boy. Oh, that's my girl. You know, we're down like four flat tires. No, all of that ain't going to work when you get to a certain stage in consciousness. Because as you continue to cultivate a loving relationship with the divine, with God, with love, with the essence of who you really are, there comes a time where that process must elevate, must evolve to a place where you're not trying to do to connect with God. You are being. What do I mean? That just if you wake up, let's just say you woke up today and you didn't meditate, or you didn't read your inspirational writings, daily word, daily thoughts, inner visions. You didn't do that because you had to get out of bed and go do something that you didn't even know you were going to do. But can you still feel the presence and power of God? See, there comes a time where, yes, all the inspirational audios and books, they're great, and they're very, very valuable. But spiritual growth and transformation is to get to that place where we tap in, where we connect, where we taste that part of us that was never born, that will never die, that is always healthy, that is harmony, that's always peaceful. There's nothing you can do to shake that peace. But you connect with it sometimes. I'm sure you can identify when you think of your spiritual journey. There's been a time when you just sat still. You may be actually be doing things physically, but somehow you remember moments when you just felt so peaceful, so relaxed, and you don't even know why. Here's an example that can help you remember, that can trigger your thoughts. Have you ever had one of those moments where you're doing something and suddenly you connect and say, I feel good, I don't know why. I just feel good, which is really a crazy thought. You know, if you're feeling good, why the heck are you asking why? Who cares why you're feeling good? You know? So I know I've done it. Why am I feeling so good? And then in that moment, because the logical mind, the ego needs definition and labels, will go on a search. What? I'm not supposed to feel good. Because if you're feeling good and you're asking, why am I feeling good? It's like something's quite wrong with me feeling good. It's not natural to feel good, because or else you won't be asking. Because if you disagree with me, here's the perspective. This is how I'm looking at it. Let me say this. Even if you disagree with me, that's fine. I don't really care. I'm just telling what's true for me. Have you ever asked yourself, wow, why am I breathing in and out? Now, if you weren't breathing in and out, if you weren't breathing, you won't be asking the question because it won't matter. But let's just say that if you, okay, here's a good one. If you were holding your breath and you were doing it unconsciously and suddenly you become aware that, oh, my God, I'm holding my breath. Why am I doing that? So when we are feeling good, the mind, the ego mind, the egoic mind says, well, this is kind of unusual. I'm feeling good. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can handle this. Why? For me, one example that pops in my mind is when I bought a car. Well, actually, I went to see a car. I haven't bought it yet, but just the idea of getting that car. So I was thinking, why am I feeling good? I'm still driving the old car. And I said, oh, yeah, it's because of the car. The minute I was able to associate my feeling good to the new car, well, it is what it is. But I actually minimized that feeling good experience. Now, there's nothing wrong with associating what you're feeling good with an external circumstance or things, material things in your life. There's not, you know, you can be feeling good because you just met somebody. Maybe you went on a date. And you are feeling something bubbling up. And you think, oh, I might be falling in love, but I can't say anything yet. Oh, he made me feel so good. Oh, thank you. I've got it going on. And it's okay to say, well, that's fine. But you know, the truth is the material things that we associate our feeling good to, really, that's not the truth. Then we're just catalysts for you to tap into the goodness that is yours. So, now, bring it back home. There comes a time when you live from that goodness, where goodness becomes a way of life, even if you can't pay the bill. Even if someone is getting your last nerve, that you can always just go back into that place within you. And you remember, oh, all is well. You get it? You feeling what I'm saying? Let me know you hear me. Let me hear somebody say, hey, man, let the church. Can y'all don't hear me. Stop it. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at A. You better ask him because he knows everything. He has an answer to everything. He doesn't have a big ego. He don't even know what Beyonce's talking about. But she's just connected to God. As a matter of fact, his intellectual mind doesn't know everything. But he knows he's one with God. So when he's one with God and you ask, he just surrenders and allows God to answer your question. So does he really know? I don't know if he knows. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions. We're taking your comments. Share your thoughts. Let's take a break. Whew. Let me just go marinate with everything that just came through. That was a lot of stuff. Whew. I feel like I'm running to Jesus. I am just so feeling, I'm feeling myself, yes. Because when you can laugh at yourself, at your life, you will automatically trust. Because in laughter, your body releases endorphins that relaxes your body, they relax your mind, your consciousness. All the cells and atoms are saying, oh, no fear here. We've got these great endorphins that are being released. Oh, as a matter of fact, while these endorphins are being released, I can go ahead and heal. Oh, this laughter. Oh, my God, let me heal myself. Let me bring healing. Let me bring balance to life. Let me attract other people into my life who makes me feel good. You uptight. Yeah, I heard all of that. But what about the children that are being killed? What about, it's like, stop it. See, your body doesn't know the difference. Whatever thought you're thinking, good or bad, negative or positive, I like that better. Well, I'm trying to make a point. Let's stick with good or bad. Good or bad, your body will respond to the thoughts you are thinking. And how does it respond? It will send out chemicals into your body based on the thoughts that you're thinking. Really? You don't believe me? Let me read something for you. I'm not trying to prove anything, but I'm just trying to give you something to make you think. We were going to take a break, but I guess not. Not right now. Scientists will tell you that your body responds to your thoughts. I know some of us know it. Some of us say, oh, please, I knew that. Yeah, well, okay, some people are coming into that new awareness. Where is what I'm looking for? Is right here. I want to read something here. Here we go. From the Revealing Word, a dictionary of metaphysics terms. It is found that for each bad emotion, there is a corresponding chemical change in the tissues of the body. Let me read that again. It is found that for each bad emotion, there is a corresponding chemical change in the tissues of the body that is life-depressing and poisonous. I'm going to read the other part, but I'm going to let's stop for a minute. When you are tripping, when you think the world is against you, when you think people don't like you, when you, I'm going to fix them. Oh my God! Oh, they're going to wish to never mess with me. Guess what? You're messing with yourself. Because when you're holding those kind of thoughts, your body, the chemicals in your body changes, and it releases toxins. It does. That is life-depressing and poisonous. Now, on the other side, every good emotion makes a life-promoting change. Every good emotion. So when you bless those who feel that they can attack you, or under the illusion that they're going to attack you, when you bless yourself because you've been so judgmental about yourself or your life or what you can't make work, or you've been trying to figure something out, you've been trying to find your purpose, live your passion, or be a good mother, be a good father, work there for your children, your horrible grandmother, whatever it is. But when you bless yourself and you say, you know, I didn't know. I did the best with what I knew back then, but now I can make a different choice. When you think thoughts like that, every thought, every emotion makes a life-promoting change. So with that said, it follows that it pays to think good thoughts and to do good acts for one's own sake. So when you are serving, when you're giving, when we talk about life, we're on this planet to serve. We're on here to on this planet to love one another. Guess what? Service is a selfish act. When you say, I want to give back, I want to go to another country where people are suffering, it's a selfish act. You're doing it for you. No, I'm not doing it for me. I want to give back because I'm here to give. Yes, I know. And selfish is not a bad thing. You've got to be so selfish that you want to give to yourself so that you're so self-full that you have something to give. We've been told that being selfish to take care of yourself is wrong. As a matter of fact, some of us got the message, you're selfish, you're going to hell. Well, guess what? If you're not selfish, you're already in hell. Because you don't put yourself first. You don't consider what is important to you. You people please. And then you do it over time. You become addicted to people pleasing. That's the app that we all have in our consciousness. Some of us have done a good job of deleting it. App, APP, addicted to people pleasing. So when you let go of that, you say, you know, I'm going to be selfish. This is my time. I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to work, and it looks like I'm going to be late, but I'm going to take 5 minutes to meditate. I'm going to be selfish. I know these people came, they want to hang around, but it's getting hot in here. I'm going to take my clothes of judgment off. Take it off. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to just take some time to be with me, to nurture me. Yes, I booked an appointment to hang out with a friend, but you know, right now, when I booked the appointment, it was last week, I was really looking forward to it, but today I just feel my body needs some rest. So I'm going to trust the process. I'm going to rest. I'm going to rest. I'm going to be still. And I'm going to call my friend. I know they're going to be disappointed, but I just have to tell them, you know, I was really looking forward to coming out. I woke up today and I just feel like I just need to take some time to be still. Trustfully, your friend would say, I understand. I'm glad you called. And I appreciate your honesty. Or they could say, you're so selfish. You're only thinking of yourself. Now, depending on where you are in consciousness, you may be tempted or you may actually go and say, I'm not selfish. How dare you say that? Oh, yes, you are selfish. Because until you're selfish, you won't be self-full. And when you're not self-full, you don't have enough to give. How do you know when that is happening? When you're giving to others, when you're showing up for others, when you're doing things, when you're just trying to please people so they can love you and appreciate you and stroke you and see you as a good person, you end up being drained. So you hear all the stuff that's coming at you. You're so amazing. I love you. You're just a gift. You don't even think about yourself. People actually say stuff like that. You give without thinking about yourself, honey. What? Anyway, and when you're drained, then you know you're not giving from the overflow. You have to be full to have an overflow. If your glass is half empty, it's not going to overflow. So if you have a glass that's half full or half empty, I don't care how you see it, because the truth really is the glass is always full. It's always full with water and air. So that's another conversation. But you must give yourself the time to go the distance. If you're traveling and you're driving, one of the things that you need to do is gas up. Fill the tank, unless you don't have the money and hoping to meet somebody who's going to give you some money along the trip. But you will go and plan out your life. Let's take a break. It's about being still. It's about recognizing that we are one with God. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break. And let's see, what are we going to do? I'm feeling music. I'm going to play a little bit of a great song that goes in line with what we're dealing with here. When we're struggling to trust the presence and power of God within us. When we're struggling to trust. The truth is, you always trust something. There's always something that you trust. You may be trusting your doubt. You may be trusting your worries. You may be trusting other people. You're always trusting. But when I say, stop tripping and start trusting, trust God, trust love, trust truth, trust universal principles of life, that life is not designed to attack you. Your body is not designed to attack you. Now, there are people having health challenges, and they say the immune system is attacking them. It's because something has caused their body to be out of alignment, out of balance. But the truth of who we are, our bodies, our minds, life is here to support us to be so much more. Life Conversations Radio, where we dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage and make that move. Coming up is State of Man, Be Still My Heart. There is nothing you can do to stop the love of God, of truth, of life, the love of the universe, to stop loving you. You may think you are not being loved, but there's always a time in this very moment where you can correct, self-correct, and come back home to your true self. This is State of Man, Be Still My Heart. We'll be right back after this. Walking with truth, when you're walking in the light, when you're standing in the truth, you can say to your heart that is like, I don't know if I'm going to make it in life. You can say, be still. I'm coming home one of these days. Yes, we got to do goal setting and all that other stuff, but sometimes you just got to understand where you've been and say, I'm coming home. I'm coming home to where God resides. I'm coming back to the beginning. In the beginning, so that I remember, I remind myself that I am here for my God to reveal what was said in the beginning. And from that place, when we recognize, when we remember, when we become aware, when we see, we realize that right where we are, God is, it's easy to stop tripping. We can start trusting. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. For peace, for love, for light. Laverne, M Phone Lady, Glenda, Joyful Tammy with Joy, Silent Listeners disguised as guests, Tammy. welcome. Tanya is in the house. Celeste, Donna. Celeste, speaking of Celeste, yes, Celeste is coming up at 1 o'clock. I forgot about that. I was in the zone, but I was brought back out for a minute to do the, housekeeping stuff. Housekeeping? Yeah, I think that's what they call it. Whatever they call it. Things that we do. But anyway, move away from that. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan coming up at 1 o'clock or around 1, like she says. I'll see you around 1 tomorrow, Wednesday. What are you moving through? What are you growing through? Yes, indeed. 347-426-3346. I can hear her mind right now. 347-426-3346. We welcome all of you in the chat room, and we just lovingly ask you to click the like button right now or tweet or text the show to your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemies, your grandfather, your great-great-great-great-grandfather. Just send them a thought. Say, listen. And they'll tell you, I'm already listening. I told you to come listen to the show. Anyway, you can post it on social networks and text it, all the good stuff. And thank you for those of you who continually support the show, those of you thinking about supporting the show, those of you who listen to the show for the first time saying, I heard about the show, but I don't know, I'm not impressed yet. I'll see. Maybe at the end I'll share the show because I'm not about to share something. I'm going to be about it. Oh, Lord, God help me. If you're new to the show, it's okay. You get used to me if you come back again. But if you don't come back, you won't get used to me. And then you'll be left with the impression that that guy is crazy. That guy is nuts. And guess what? You'll be right. Because I am nuts. I am crazy. I am different. I am weird. And I am all that God is. So if you can think it, I am it. And if you can think it, you are it. Ooh, did you just say that? Okay, so anyway. I love it. There's so much changes going on in the world. You know what it boils down to? Everything that is happening, every challenges that we're feeling and going through and growing through is simply reminding us about how powerful we are. How powerful we are. Not powerless. You know, there's a part of us that is the soul. Some people would say there's a part of us that's the spirit. And the intellectual mind says, wait a minute, what's the difference between, I get it, but what's the difference between spirit and soul? Let's go sit down somewhere. Whatever your definition is, whatever it is, but what is more important, there is a part of you, for me, the spirit, the soul, same thing. We just, you know, people have different ways of describing it, and that's fine. You look in the dictionary, but that's irrelevant. Because the minute you start to define the truth of who you are, the minute you start to define God, the minute you try to put a label on love, guess what? You limit it. You limit that experience. Because God is so much more than a definition. But there is a part of us called a spirit. There's a part of us called a soul. As a matter of fact, it's not a part. It's all of us. We are all of it. There's a whole of us. The English language sometimes is limited, speaking of labels and description. There's a whole of us that transcends your body. You can't see with your physical eyes, but you can feel it if you just be still long enough. And if you take the time to be still, even now, even with the questions that you may have, you might have some questions that, I don't know. You can just sit with the question, you can sit with the judgment, you can sit with the discrimination, you can sit with the criticism, you can sit with the not enough, you can sit with I am not enough. Whatever it is you're feeling that feels negative to you, that you say is a negative emotion, you can just sit with that. Don't try and push it away. Don't try to affirm it away. Don't try and pretend it's not there. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she said, you know, I'm just trying not to, you know, we're working on a project. She said, I don't want to even think about it. I just want to show up. I'm like, oh, no. You need to think about it. Because sometimes we don't want to think about something because we think if we think about it, then we're going to have a thought that's going to scare the living daylight out of us. So we try not to think about it. But guess what? We're designed to think. There's so much more to us. And if you allow yourself to think about what you don't want to think about, you can get to the root of it. You can find out what you're afraid of. You can find out why you didn't want to think about it. You've said it. I know you have. Oh, I just don't even want to think about it. What are you running from? If God is all there is, if God is love, unconditional love, love without condition, the love that loves you in spite of anything you do. This love, this thing called love, this thing called God will love you no matter what. That's why the Christian tradition tells you even if you repent the last minute before you die, God will give you, he'll forgive you. It says that a murderer can ask for, can repent just before he's put to death, and God will forgive, because it's not about God. It's about the person turning around. Repent means to choose again, to turn around, to return to the truth. So now I know that some of these words that we have that brings up association or past memory, we don't even want to talk about it, but really when you get to the root of what a word means, then it's not a big deal. You're like, oh, okay, I get it. I understand it brings up stuff, but repent means to turn around. You were lost. You were going in a direction. You were heading up north or south or east or west. But somehow you pulled into a gas station and you kind of sensed it. You were feeling it in your body that, you know, I think I'm going off course right now. I feel like, I don't know. I don't think this doesn't feel right. Excuse me. While you're gassing up, while you're putting that resource into your car so your car can have passion and fire to run on, you say, excuse me, I'm going to blah, 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 wherever. And they say, oh, actually, you need to be going, you need to go back. Oh, and then, I knew it. So when you start to look to external circumstances or external things, materialism, your family, your friends, your lovers, your haters, and you start blaming other people for the upset that you feel, we're gonna get this point out. I don't care what happens to my throat. There we go. I'm back now. When you start to blame others for the trouble in your life, all you got to do is repent, return, turn around. And turn around is simply what that means, is change your thinking. Repentance means change your thinking. Remember that you're one with God. Remember that there is no spot where God is not. Remember that even in this chaos, even in this mess, even in this challenge, even in this health challenge, even in your the thoughts and the emotions and the feelings that are coming up, that I don't know how I'm going to get through this, God is there. Good is there. Life is there. There is a power and presence that is living itself through and as you, that when you turn around, when you return to that thought, when you change your thought and you think righteous thoughts, right thinking, that wait a minute, I am one with the one. I'm not always feeling it. Right now I'm struggling, but I'm going to convince myself until I get it. I'm going to read, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to pick up a book, I'm going to listen to a show, I'm going to listen to the workshop that I went to last week, I'm going to affirm, I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to go take a shower, a bath, so that I remind myself that what is going on is simply a gift for me to connect with the truth of who I am. In that space, I can say, whoa, stop tripping and start trusting. It takes work. Nobody can do it for us. Man, there are times I want people to just help me deal with what I'm dealing with. And no matter how much I shape it, no matter how much I do it, no matter how much I try and connive and try, it comes back to me. Because if you're dealing with stuff and you're struggling and someone else says, I got it, you may be a little bit relieved that they said they got it. But they're probably even like, I hope they do it right. So you're not really at peace. But when you connect with that peace that passes all understanding, all definition, all whatever, that becomes the source that resources you. becomes an internal generator. Every thought, every action comes from that place. So even when you think you're misaligned or not in alignment with God's will for your life, you can remind yourself that something happens to remind you. You read a book, you find a letter that was written to you many years ago, because we don't write letters now. But you find a letter that was written to you many years ago, like 5 years ago, back in the day, we used to write letters. And a friend is telling you how much they're grateful for you. You come across an email. You pick up a note by your child who wrote something, Mommy, Daddy, I love you, you're the best mother in the world. You see a picture that makes you smile. You remember your grandmother who made a transition. You remember your family members who made a transition. You stumble upon something. You come online and there's a quote on Facebook just for you. All those things are not fixed. They're not this quick fix to what we're dealing with. They're reminders. That's why we like it when we see it. You, those of you who are friends with me on Facebook know I go nuts. I never underestimate the spirit. Thank you, Reverend Michael, for that. I never underestimate the spirit. So, yes, I go nuts. Because I read these things like, ooh, I like that. And then I choose. There's some things I choose, see that I like that I don't post because I don't feel led to do that. And people like it because it speaks to the essence of who we are. Sometimes we're saying we like it or we have to repost it, but sometimes we're not always feeling what the word's saying. But something inside of us knows that it is true. We have to die to the old. We have to surrender. We have to forgive. And when you die to the old, when you allow death to take you away, you are born again, you are resurrected, and in that resurrection, you start to have a celestial moment. And when you have a celestial moment, you're like, oh, thank you. Thank you, God. And some of us get quiet with all my crazy self that you hear. When I have a celestial moment, celestial, no, that's your cue, right? When I have a celestial moment in my space, when I go to the spiritual center, I'm usually quiet. Actually, I get emotional. I may be crying because I'm so touched and so moved. But you got to die to the old. That's what spiritual growth and transformation is. You got to die to the old. You got to let go of old conditioning. You got to let go of definition that people said about you. You know, nobody knows you like you know yourself. The worst thing we can ever do to ourselves is to lie to ourselves. Other people are just making it up. But when we franchise their thought and we become an expert in filling that BS, then it's time to close down that business. It's time to close it down. I don't want to franchise that BS anymore. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. She's getting ready to serve up some soul food in the way that Celeste knows how. And she serves it up so deliciously. Even sometimes you chew on that, you're like, I wonder what that is. I don't know what it is, but it tastes good. Isn't that right, Celeste? How are you doing?
Oh, you're funny. You're on fire,
yes, I am.
Man. You're so Mad Hatter. You better release and let go today, Day. My goodness, I can't even say your name right now. Beautiful.
I know. You're
in a trance.
Word. I understand. You're in a trance. See,
okay,
when you're in a trance,
you're
I thought people speaking in tongues. They're in a trance.
You know you're
they
doing
can't
too
have the regular. They can't talk the regular language. So it just comes out like gibberish. But it's not. Only if you're in the spirit do you understand what they're saying. But anyway, it's your time. Let me back
what
out.
Does nuts... No, help me again. What does nuts mean again?
Never underestimate the spirit.
Thank you. I got it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Wednesday, March 14th, 2012. I recognize Wednesdays as the Day of the Healers. Archangel Raphael is the Archangel of Healing. This day also belongs to a goddess by the name of Oya. She helps us by destroying what we no longer need. On top of that, we also have Mercury in retrograde. It's a gift to remember to go slower. St. Patrick's Day is coming up this weekend. Big love to the Celts, and joy of all joys. We have a last quarter moon today at 8:25 p.m. Eastern. The planets are lining up to remind us to let go, release, and forgive. And the shakeup matters even more. Let's see what number it's running. Add the date, and you get 2029. add 2029 and the energy of the day equals 13. Deep breaths and calming thoughts. 13 makes some folks tremble. Now, let's make a deal to stop the lions and tigers and bears, oh my, script playing in our heads. It's not even our story. We will embrace change as freedom. Our pacifiers are gone. We will not trip. We will trust no matter what. Let's play with 13 today. Let's put it in the spotlight, no hiding. 13 is the death card in tarot. It is astrologically connected to Scorpio. 13 is the coyote, the trickster in medicine cards, who comes with sacred lessons to trip you up on purpose. Coyote is getting your attention. Good. Now we can see where we need healing. Did you also know that the number 13 has a different identity? It's the letter B. Write 1, 3, then think to bring them together. Write it now. You have another form. Transmutation of two numbers into one letter, abracadabra. Now that's magic. Magic starts with M, which is the 13th letter of the alphabet, which means we have to let go of some stuff to fully manifest our dreams. So be sure to take in a steady supply of loving medicine. Affirmations and dove-like thoughts will be our companions walking this life. It is true that suffering is optional. The only thing that is inevitable is death, taxes, and I would add change. We are springing forward into new life, and I don't want to have my winter clothes on when I greet the new moon next week. More gifts to unwrap. I am willing to be with me in order to reflect resurrection into my consciousness, and that's the story of 13, told through the 13 death card in tarot. All is well. I'll see you around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for putting a smile on my face. I love that. You don't want to have your winter coat on. And, you know, for those of us who want to keep the winter coat on, guess what? It's going to get so hot sometimes. You're like, forget it. Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I truly appreciate you for bringing your wisdom, your insight, your love, your compassion, and living out loud. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan every day at 1 o'clock. That's what I say, but she knows the truth that when I start doing what I'm doing, you never know what's going to happen. So she says, see you tomorrow around 1. you are listening to Ask Life Coach at AlifeConversationsRadio.com. Yeah, I don't know what happened to me, but whatever happened to me, can I have more of it, please? What happened to you? Come share with me. Don't make me feel alone. I know I'm weird and nuts. And there's got to be some other people out there who doesn't underestimate the spirit. And if you do, guess what? You get underestimated. You get undervalued because you start going by your own standards and your own thoughts and your own morals and what's right and what's wrong and what people would say. You start saying, okay, God, I get it, but I can't do that right now. And guess what? The more you tell God, hold on, you hold yourself in a place that's not serving you any longer. Spiritual growth and transformation is about letting go. It's about letting go. Letting go not doesn't mean giving up. But then when you let go, you get to go up. It's kind of like a hot air balloon, isn't it? You know, the hot air balloon, I've never been in one, but that's enough. I've experienced it through other people. How about that? You know, they have things to hold it down. In order for it to go up, you've got to take some stuff out of it so it can rise up. And not only that, they need the hot air to get the balloon to lift up. So for you, you being the hot air balloon, that's what you are, because you're a balloon filled with the inspiration of God. It's hot air. Well, sometimes that inspiration is kind of cold for some of us. But if you want to activate that breath of God and want to make it hot and warm, guess what? You tap into your passion. When you tap into your passion, that's your fire. When you tap into your fire, that's your creativity. Oh, my God, it gets so hot that you become to rise up in consciousness very slowly. And other people looking at you say, wow, wow, I wish I could do that. But I can. Wow. Maybe they can teach me. Wow, look at them rising up. Look at the colors. Oh, look at how they're showing up. Let's take a call. Because, woo, boy, I'm rising up. I'm good. I think I'm about to explode when spirit's moving through you. You never know what's going to happen. Anyway, let's take a call. 904 area code. Is that a okay, this is a guess now. 904
New Jersey? I don't know. What's your name and where you call it from?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hello. Oh, Tammy. Don't come in here talking about, hi, this is Tammy. You know you got some fire. Bring that fire. Hey, Tammy. Don't come in like, hello. Can I come in there? I know I'm kind of super high right now, but that's okay. Show up as you are. Come as you are. Hey, Tammy, how are you doing?
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, and I'm just feeling that whole passion and that whole fire, and I'm like, I just got to call in and play with our day for a while.
So you came in very slowly, like, okay, let me not rush in there, because he is, woo, you know, it's like you say, you made it go around, you can't just go crazy, you got to pace yourself to be able to jump on it, it's going around and round and round. What's going on in your world, my friend?
You know, there's been so many changes and there's been so much shakeup, and I like what you're talking about, not tripping, because, you know, there's been times where I have tripped. There's been times where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't even know why this is happening. I don't even know why I'm sitting here spinning around in circles. And you know what? I don't trip anymore. I am just trusting. I am just believing, and I am just flying in that hot air balloon with you right now.
I understand. I so understand. I tell you, I mean, there are times that things happen and I just can't even believe it. There are times, I mean, I was sharing earlier at the beginning of the show, I went to the Live Conversations Media website and I could have swore, I mean, I could have if I wanted to, that I put the upcoming guest on there. I went there this morning. And it was just a picture. In the past, I would have been like, oh, my God, how many people saw it? I wonder what they think. Today, I just said, please, it's not that serious. If they really want to know, they'll come back. But it makes a difference. You know, it makes a difference when we get to a place when we can just surrender, you know, and surrender.
I know, what a beautiful place that is to be, too, isn't it?
Yes, 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 it is. And I think it's about allowing ourselves to have a different understanding of surrender. You know, some people still feel surrender as giving up, or if I surrender, I'm going to be vulnerable. If I surrender, I'm going to be attacked, because we look at it in that context of war, of conflict. But surrender is really surrendering to something so much more powerful, something to God, saying yes to life and saying, let me get myself out of the way. Let me get myself out of the way. So what do you say? I know you do a lot of work. You're a Reiki master. You're a healer. You're a teacher. You do so much. And I know you experience people sometimes that will call you and they say, Tommy, I need some help. I don't think I'm going to make it through. I don't know how. I don't know why it's always happening to me. I've been meditating. I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. I'm this. I don't judge anybody. Yeah, right. I don't criticize. Yeah, right. I don't blame anybody. But my life still looks like it's a mess. You already criticized your life. But anyway. But Oh, gosh. Excuse me while I have a moment. I'm trying to ask you a question.
That's a beautiful moment, too.
You know, it's funny. I don't criticize. I don't judge. I love everybody. But I don't know why my life is in a mess. This just doesn't make no sense. You're already judging your own life. So, anyway, how do you support people when they're having those moments when they're tripping? And really, for me, tripping doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's part of human experience. But how do you support them?
You know, I think the biggest thing is to really kind of help guide them to finding out what they are tripping about, you know, what it is that's really going on and what it is that's really driving that and what it is that is really keeping them stuck in that space. Mm. You know, there's so many different processes. There's so many different paths to get there. I think it just kind of really depends on where people are and what that emotional state is. You know, is it an emotion that's driving that? Is it an old belief that's driving that? Or is it really even maybe some kind of an old karmic imprint that's bringing that to the surface? You know, it's like, I think everything is a teacher. You know, everything that we do, everyone that we have an experience with, everyone that comes into our life, everything is here to teach us something. We just have to open up to embrace that and really be willing to look at it. And sometimes people are, and sometimes people aren't.
Yeah, so true. I mean, it's really being able to
look at whatever we're going through and growing through the eyes of love, through the eyes of compassion.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's what we want from other people. We want people to be compassionate with us. We want people to be loving towards us. We want people to listen to us. And if we can develop that for ourselves, where we're compassionate with ourselves, even if you've been on spiritual journey for the past 50 years and now you have a meltdown, it's okay. It's okay. Because in that meltdown, you're melting down all the BS that you don't need in your life. And then
yeah,
you get to
and
see the light.
Yeah, breaking open to love there, huh?
Yes, indeed. And that's the thing, breaking open to love, you know. We want to experience it. We are it, but we want to know it. We want to know it. You know, we want to experience as a human being. We say it's essence of who we are, but we have to break open to it because that love is trying to come out. But sometimes we're like, no, why is this happening to me? We're holding it back. But I get you. I so get it. And you said so much. You talked about karmic imprint. I don't know. Just, we have a little time left for the show, but it's so much more. There's so much more. So what would you share with listeners who are struggling, who are still hearing this and feeling inspired, but maybe afraid that after the show or once they go back to work, they're going to experience their crazy supervisor or their crazy mother, crazy father, or whatever, the crazy drivers on rush hour? What would you say to them? What would you give them? What tool? I know, because people are like, yeah, that's so true, but they're compliant. Well, I can't stand these foolish people who can't drive. Get out my lane. Look at you. You didn't have a signal.
I'm laughing with you because how many times have we really been there ourselves? You know, how many times have we gone, oh my gosh, look at that person over there. I can't believe they're doing that. I can't believe they're saying that. I can't believe mm-hmm. they're acting that way. Mm-hmm. We do that too, you know, and again, I think it's just a tool. It's a teacher. And I think instead of judging it, you know, instead of judging ourselves for feeling the way that we're feeling or being the way that we're being, I think it's mm-hmm. just okay, you know, give ourselves permission to just do that dance, be in mm-hmm. that moment and be loving and be kind and be generous to ourselves.
The key word, permission, you know, well, what is the key word? Permission, be loving, because judgment is I don't know. It's probably one of the most poisonous thoughts that we can entertain when we start judging ourselves, you know, because that judgment, the minute we start to judge ourselves, we become separated. We start, giving us the vibration of separation rather than when we are compassionate, we are participating with life. So we have
and
a choice.
And we can be so cruel to ourselves, you know. We can be so abusive, so abusive to ourselves. Sometimes I tell people, you know, it's like, would you talk to your best friend? Would you talk to your children the way that you talk to yourself?
I know that's right. They probably tell you, hell no, I won't talk to my child like that. So,
I know, and we do.
Why the hell are you talking to yourself like that then? Hold on, Tyree, let me take your call. Looks like I don't know why I'm guessing numbers today. 267. Is that a Philly number? I don't know what's going on with me, but I don't really care. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267 area code.
Hi, this is Jessica from Philadelphia.
Jessica, JJ, Philadelphia. I was right. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm okay. I'm just like listening into the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I'm not even going to lie. This morning I was having like one of those days. Well, I was basically tripping, and then, like, I was bored on a blog talk, and I just ended up finding the show, and I felt like the show was, like, directed to me, and I was just like, I wanted to call in and say thanks, because I just really needed it, because I'm supposed to be doing my work, I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, to becoming mm-hmm. better, and trying to graduate from school, and, mm-hmm. but, I'm just struggling, but. It's like you sentence me to know.
So when you logged onto Blog Talk Radio, you saw stop tripping and start trusting. What came to your mind?
I just stopped whining. It just sounded like in my head. I just felt like I would make myself out to be the victim. I wouldn't take a responsibility. Kind of like that.
God has many ways of talking to us.
you know, struggle is a part of life, and it's based on how we think, and clearly you got the answer. You know, you got the answer where God as you got in, you saying, Jessica, it's okay. You got this. There have been people ahead of you who wanted to graduate. They struggled, but they got through it. They didn't know how. And God said, Jessica, stop tripping. Just trust the process. Because even in the struggle, whatever it is that's causing you to not do what you need to do, supposed to do, should be doing, pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. Pay attention and just know that, you know, the more you become gentle with yourself, the easier the process becomes. So if you, let's just say you say after this show, I'm going to go sit down and do my work because I'm very energized now. I'm inspired. I'm going to start tripping. I'm going to start trusting. And then after the show, you get a phone call or somehow, you don't even know, your hand just pick up the remote control and turn on the television. It's not you doing it, it's your hand doing it. And you get caught up in the program. First of all, your spirit will remind you. When you catch yourself going off course, just bring yourself back and say, oh, let me get back. It's really about being gentle and really honor yourself for the work you're already doing to be where you are today. That's
right.
Very important.
That's so true what you just said. I need to be, like, more gentle with myself. So that would be, like, really hard on myself, like, really, really hard. Like, as soon as I don't do what I say I want to do, so, like, my whole day's messed up. And that's why I need to, that's why your show just stuck out to me. Like, just everything will be okay, you know?
Yes. Everything will be okay. Everything is okay. And the reason, really, we don't need to beat ourselves up is because, you know, there's yourself that's already been doing the work, already tired.
Mm-hmm.
And when yourself, your body says, I'm tired. You say, oh, I can't believe I'm, you know, you start beating yourself up or beating yourself down. Yourself, like, I can't do this. I'm already tired. Now you beat me up. I'm taking a break. So be gentle. Know that everything is going to be okay and know that everything is okay. You just have to change how you're looking at yourself, how you're looking at your life. Imagine you are looking at your life through a camera lens and it's out of focus. Right now it's out of focus. Just keep playing with the lens. Go to the left, go to the right till you can see clearly. And you have, really, by being led to listen to the show. The topic spoke to you. So your theme, your affirmation is when you find yourself tripping, say, Jessica, stop tripping, start trusting.
Okay. Wow, I want to thank you guys again, like, really, because now I'm energized again.
Good. Just continue to breathe in the breath of God and know that all is well. Don't focus too much of how far you got to go. Think of how far you've come. Think of what you are today. Other people didn't make it this far. They gave up. They didn't think they could do it. So clap for yourself. You can celebrate yourself to the finish line of this phase of your life. All right, my sister?
All right, thank you so much. I was listening to the rest of the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. It is that time right now for you to share the show. Yeah, I know you did it before, but you know, you have a lot of friends on Facebook. Share it again. Say, you missed some great show. Oh, really? I missed it? Like, actually, you didn't. You can listen to the archive. All the shows are archived. You can download them. You make it a part of your spiritual practice. You know, you don't want to go a day without Life Coach Ade, because if you do, you might start tripping. Anyway, let me make this clear. All right, well, that's irrelevant. That's my thought. I'm not even going to address that thought. That was a thought that doesn't need my time. So don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Get your spiritual prescription. Do your spiritual practice. Tammy is here joining me in the playground of life. It's really about us surrendering. Spiritual growth and transformation is about letting go. It is about unlearning. It is about listening. It is about saying yes. So as Jessica was just sharing with us, when we're having the struggles, the challenges, rather than, oh, God, Jessica put it so nicely. She said, I was feeling like a victim, and now I just decided to take responsibility. That's, talk about conscious living. So whatever it is you're going through and growing through, the past, what happens in your life, no, I don't play that down. Whatever it is, but you can take responsibility. If it's healing that you desire, move in that direction. Find somebody to support you. If it's money that you need, find a way to generate the money. If it's a job that you need, ask yourself, what kind of work do I really want? I want anything. No, you don't. You don't want anything. Actually, ask yourself, if I can do anything, if I didn't have to worry about money, what would I be doing? Yeah, of course, you're going to travel around the world. But now, right now, what would you want to do? How would you want to use your 9 to 5? And allow the answer to come from within you. It might surprise you. It may make you bust out laughing. Stop tripping and start trusting. Tammy, anything you want to share before we release the show?
You know, I would just like to thank you for all that you do and really for all that you have helped me through. And I am grateful that you stand up and that you say yes every morning, that you come here and you feed us your words and your love.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much. Life is good. It's getting better. He is multitasking, and he's going to work it out. But he's going to keep talking and pretend that he's not doing anything else. But if you want to know a little secret, he's multitasking because of you. He wants you to hear the next song he's going to play, and he wants to make sure everybody gets to hear it. What are you talking about? I'm getting ready to release this show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. You know, I thank God for God. Can you imagine what things we can do nowadays? We can talk and type and instant message and check the smartphone and the dumb phone and the phone that's not even working. You know, just there's so much to be grateful for. If you are tripping, find something to be grateful for. Be grateful that you can even trip. Be grateful that you're not in a hospital and you can't move and people have to feed you and wipe you on you know what. Your bum. How about that? Or your butt. No, stop it. Be grateful. And even if you're in that place, be grateful that somebody is wiping your butt. There's always something to be grateful for. Okay, it's time to let this show go. But it's true. It's funny, but it's true. Funny but true. There's always something to be grateful for. Give to somebody else. And when you give to somebody else, guess what? You are going to reap the benefit. You're only giving to yourself because what you give to yourself. If you give judgment, you give it to yourself. If you give love, you give it to yourself because you become the generator of what you're given. You become the receiver of the gift that you're given. And your reason for being is to give love, is to give, to be the light where it looks like it's dark, is to give blessings when you feel you're being cursed, is to say yes when the whole world is saying no, is to speak up when the world is saying, let's be quiet. It's to show up authentically when the world is saying, no, I just want to blend in with the crowd. I don't want anybody picking on me, you know. Because in your vulnerability lies your strength. In your vulnerability lies your strength. I'm talking spiritual vulnerability. Because all those the mental activities that we've put in place to protect us, to feel protected, is because there's a child inside of us, that inner child, there's that part of us that was once abused and we think now we've got to protect it. But when you let it go, you get to experience life differently. When you heal that inner child, you get to see, you get to experience yourself as a 4-year-old, as a 6-year-old, as a 7-year-old, who has no care. Well, you're just some 7-year-old nowadays to worry about all kinds of stuff. But anyway, the ones who are not worried about other stuff, they live life. They move from one thing to the other. They want to play. They want to have fun. They want to go hang out with their best friends. They don't want to go to sleep. They want to watch Nickelodeon all day long, all night long. They want to laugh. They want to get lost in the program. So much so that you call their names and they don't even hear you. And they're standing right next. They're sitting next to you. Did you hear me call you? Tap into that inner child. Tap into your innocence. Your inner essence, the innocence. When you tap into that inner essence, you will touch, you will taste
the face of God, the breath of God, you will know yourself as God. You will know that you are God in the flesh. Be love and be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Be love. Just as important, allow the love to come back to you. Allow yourself to be loved. No matter what is going on, you're standing in the light. That's the song we're going to play. And then I'm going to find some other things to play for you to just get you through the day, because you don't want to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Thank you for joining me and allowing me to be silly, to be funny, to share my truth, to share my life, my story. And remember, what I'm sharing with you is just to activate your consciousness, to activate your truth. How I use a spiritual principle is going to be different from how you use yours. But whatever is activated in you, through you today, take responsibility and put it to action. Push the apply button. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I'll be back tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? What's today? Today, Wednesday? Yeah, it's tomorrow. What's happening tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow is a day of surprise. Oh, I'm so excited. I got two things that I'm decided, but it's going to be good. Whatever. Oh, I know it's going to be good. So we're going to surprise you tomorrow. Stay tuned. Let's remind you what you're listening to, what we're about, and then Cynthia James standing in the light, and maybe Abraham. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll tell you when I come back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Oh, yes, we do. And guess what? I just heard something. Do you know that we've all just changed the world right now? We changed the world through our thoughts. Because clearly, if you're listening, something was activated. Something brought you here. Now, the good feeling thought, the empowering, you know, Jessica said, I moved from being a victim to taking responsibility. That vibration goes out, not only through her, it goes out through her, but everybody who is in alignment with that catch that, and they say, you know what, I've been feeling like a victim. They don't even know Jessica, but somehow they catch this wave, you know, they catch Tammy saying, you know, just let go, stop tripping. Now, that becomes a ripple effect, the butterfly effect. We just changed the world. That's something to be grateful for. And all you got to do is simply be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
All right. Let's listen to some music. Let's wind down where I'm winding down. Now I get to go and sit out in the trees and 80 degrees in Atlanta, Georgia. Somebody said spring is around the corner. Please. Summer is here. This is Cynthia James standing in the light. CynthiaJames.net is where you can find out more about her. I know I said this before, but I got to say it again. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Oh, my God, life is good. I love my life. This is yummy. What's coming next? Bring it on. I'm ready because I'm standing in the light. Let's do it, people. We are the change we're looking for. Peace and blessings. Cynthia James. Standing in the light. I'm out, I think. I don't know.
You sure can hide. The thing you fear will chase you down. Or live those lies. Shadows must give way to the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life,
and the rain is falling all around.
Hold your head up
high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down,
lift
your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember, you're standing. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around, hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling, hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. Hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the
standing in the light, Cynthia James. You can't hide from yourself because you are standing in the light. And when you know you are standing in the light, when you embrace the light, you remember that you are part of an unbroken chain of life. So you can allow, you can trust the process of life. This is Reverend Deborah Johnson. You can find out more about her by going to innerlightministries.com. Innerlightministries.com. It's all about the light. And after Deborah Johnson, you're going to have Learning to Allow. Abraham. To find out more about Abraham, Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks. He's here, but he's not, but he is. You can go to, what is it, AbrahamHicks.com. Abraham-Hicks.com. This is Deborah Johnson on Broken Chain of Life. When you remember this, you can trust. That's it. That's all you're hearing from me from now. I'm gone. See you tomorrow. Come on, Reverend Deborah. I said that was the last thing they're going to hear from me, and you won't even play. Come on, just work with me. Mercury, go sit down somewhere. Ah, Jesus, what is really going on? Jesus, help me, Lord. I said that was the last thing they were going to hear from me. Y'all making a lie out of me. Okay, let's try this. Let's try this approach. All right, Reverend Deborah, work with me now. Work with the brother now. Don't make me look bad. I'm out of here.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great, 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 great grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
Often people will say, well, Abraham, why are we set up this way? In other words, why does it have to be hard? If we are pure positive energy and then we are born into these bodies, why are we so assured that there will be resistance surrounding us? Why does there have to be so much that we worry about that gets our attention and that sets up resistance within us and keeps us from being in the place of allowing that we so much want? And we say, it is because the benefit of the contrasting environment is millions of times more valuable than the negative is detrimental. In other words, if you did not have the ability to discern difference, you could not prefer. And if you could not prefer, you could not vibrationally summon source. And if you could not vibrationally summon source, then we would all cease to be. And so the entire universe is based upon our ability to conclude the new idea, which is the summoning forth of the new life into the new space. And then you say, but wouldn't it have been better if we could have had an environment where it was easier to stay connected? And we say, there is no environment that is easier to be connected than an environment in which you are free to choose thought. And you say, but it's hard to choose a thought that feels good when there's so much around me that feels bad. And we say, only because you haven't practiced it that way. Only because you've been convinced that you've got to clamor around the problem in order to find the solution. And there is truth in some of that. The clamoring around the problem is what is giving birth to the desire, you see. And so it's all an integral part of all of this. There are some who say that we should not encourage you to have desire. And yet, we cannot stop you from having desire. The universe is established to produce desire. There are some who say it is inappropriate to have desire, and we say those are only those who have not figured out how to find vibrational alignment with the desire, so the desire is always painful. We understand why you would not want to have a desire that is painful, but the only reason it is painful is because you have not yet learned how to allow. So then you say, well, how do we allow? And we say, you find a thought that feels good and practice it until it becomes your proclivity. And you say, oh, that's far too simple. There's got to be something bigger than that. There's got to be something a lot more than just feeling good. And we say, there is nothing more important than that you feel good. Because when you feel good, you've got control of your vibration. And when you've got control of your vibration, you are the deliberate creator of your experience. So when you say, why do we have to allow? We say it is because you were born into an environment where there are choices. You were born into an environment where there is variety. In other words, if you lived in a household where everybody thought exactly the same way and nobody had any contention about anything, everybody wanted everything exactly the same, you were all born to love pizza and you were all born to love milk and you were all born to love the color yellow and you were all born to love hardwood floors instead of carpeted floors, and you were, in other words, if you were all born with these samenesses, you say, oh, we would get along so famously. We all sing the same songs and we do the same things, and we say you would not be stimulated to a new idea, and a continuing life force could not continue to be drawn within you, because you need, we all need an active calling. That's big. We all need an active calling. There has to be an activation of that summoning of energy. And as long as there is an activation of that summoning of energy, then life continues. And it is our promise to you that life will always continue. And so you say, well, this activation of this energy is a good thing, but my resistance to it is not a good thing. Why do I have to learn allowing? And we say, you would not have to learn allowing if you had not learned disallowing. And you say, that's my point exactly. Why was I born into an environment where I learned disallowing? Why do I have to go back now and learn how to allow? Shouldn't I just naturally allow? And we say, because you wanted the environment of difference, and you needed to find your bearing, and you needed to find your place, and you needed to decide what you want. In other words, we promise you, you did not want to come into an environment where you just said yes, 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 yes to all of it. You wanted to say yes, no, well, maybe. Well, what do I think? What do I conclude? What is my preference? Otherwise, your perspective has no value if you are not here to decide, to discern, to prefer something new, you see. So then you say, but I thought we are all one. And we say, we are all one, playing off one another for the purpose of coming up with a new idea. And you say, well, it's painful because now I have to learn how to allow all over again. And we say, you'll be all right. You can use your guidance system to know. If you don't get too far from where you are, it's always easy to bring yourself back to center. And even if you do get far from where you are, it's still easy to bring yourself back to center. It just takes deciding that feeling good is worth something. And practicing with real determination to feel good for no other reason than to feel good. And in time, you show yourself that allowing is not a big issue. It's easy to allow. In fact, it is your dominant proclivity. You would much rather love than not love. You know how we know that? When you don't love, you feel miserable. You would much rather praise than criticize. You know how we know that? Because when you criticize, you feel awful. And when you praise, you feel wonderful. You would much rather know your success and know your value than to feel that you do not have value. You know how we know? Because we feel your pain when you choose the other. In other words, we think that it must be so easy to know the stove is hot. In other words, that does not feel good. It does not feel good to put your hand on a hot stove. And we do not understand sometimes why it is so hard to take your hand off the stove. And you say, my mother had her hand on the stove. Her mother had her hand on the stove. Our family puts its hand on the stove. It's just what we all do. The day I was born, they put my hand on the stove. And we say, but now you get to decide how you like it. And you say, but it's hard. Do I dare take my hand from the stove? And we say, risk it and try it. And you say, ah, it is sweet relief when I take my hand from the stove. But look, my mother still has her hand on the stove, and my government still has its hand on the stove. They've all got their hand on the stove. Who am I to find the relief of not putting my hand on the stove? And we say, all right, put your hand back on the stove if you want to. But understand that you get to allow or not allow. These are your choices. We're wanting you to understand that it's not hard to allow. In fact, the hardest thing of all is to learn patterns of not allowing who you are. It's a lot harder to be confused than to be clear-minded. It's a lot harder to be sick than it is well. It's a lot harder to not have enough money than to have enough money. It's a lot harder to be negative than to be positive. It's a lot harder to be pessimistic than to be optimistic. The hard, 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 hard thing is not allowing. It's easy to allow. You just have to give yourself permission to do it and practice it a little bit. You are on your own in this, and you like it that way. You came into this environment knowing that you would be an individual consciousness that would have your individual preferences, and that anything that you in your powerful individualness identify as your desire source energy will answer. It is our expectation that you will prove to yourself that you have the ability to let it in. It is so much easier than you think. There's just one thing that you have to remember. It is good to feel good. It is good to feel good. Clarity is your natural state of being. Healthy is your natural state of being. Eager is your natural state of being. Loving is your natural state of being. It is natural for you to have desire, and it is natural for you to anticipate happy outcomes. And it is natural for you to love, and it is natural for you to sing, and it is natural for you to play. It is natural for you to skip. It is natural for you to be joyful. It is natural for you to know well-being. It is natural for you to expand. It is natural for you to question. It is natural for you to find interest. It is natural for you to want more, and it is natural for you to feel good. And anything else is resisting the natural state of who you are. There is great love here for you. We are complete.
Stop and turn within, truly sensing our oneness with the divine presence. We sense now that our very life is the very essence of God, that our life, our being, our very nature represents all of the qualities of God, represents the peace, the love, the joy, the harmony, the wisdom of infinite spirit. It is in this way that I release I give my entire life, entire being to pure spirit to be a conscious place for God to do its will, its magic, to demonstrate its beauty through and as me. In this way, I simply say, thank you, Father, Mother, God. I release it. I let it go. I let it be. Amen.
I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To